Okay, Shalom Aleichem. I want to give a brief introduction to Hilchos Tshuva. Obviously, this time of year, as we're in the month of Elul, preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, so Tshuva should be on the top of our minds. And when we begin Hilchos Tshuva, it's ordinarily the beginning conversation usually is as to whether the mitzvah is Tshuva or whether the mitzvah is Vidui. The Rambam, the Koteret, writes that there's one mitzvah, sheyoshev hachoteh, one mitzvah is to do tshuva, and vidui is, so to speak, part of tshuva. And then the Rambam in Perek Halacha Aleph writes that there is a chiyuv l'hisvados v'fnei hakel, is an obligation to do vidui. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvos Essay Ayin Gimel also writes that the chiyuv is to do vidui. And as the Rav notes in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, there's a huge discussion in front of Minchas Chinuch. The mitzvah of vidui is separate from the mitzvah of tshuva. And for the Rambam, there is an independent mitzvah of vidui. This is a little difficult. Minchas Chinuch's argument that you can fulfill tshuva without vidui, if a person shema hir her tshuva belibo, that would fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva, although not vidui. That's a little bit difficult because the Rambam sounds like if a person does not do vidui, you don't get any tshuva, there's no kapara at all, etc. So whether the mitzvah is the tshuva, whether the mitzvah is the vidui, whether, as the Rav says, the mitzvah, the maisa ha-mitzvah is the vidui, but the kiyum is the tshuva, I think all of this Torah is wonderful and it's grand, but it doesn't really touch on the central issue in Hilchos Tshuva. Meaning to say, Hilchos Tshuva is found in Sefer Hamada of the Rambam. It's found in the first of the 14 Sfarim of the Rambam, the first Sefer in the Yad HaChazaka. And what the Rambam includes in the Sefer Hamada is, the Rambam's lashon is, Kol arba'ot ha-mitzvos shein ikar das Moshe Rabbeinu. That Sefer Hamada includes all those mitzvos, which, so to speak, are the Ikare Hadas, the most fundamental notions, Betzarech Adam Leida Oson Tchilas Hakol, and you have to know these things. And Leida for the Rambam probably has a philosophical connotation, that you have to know them in a philosophical way. Tchilas Hakol, before everything, Kegon Yichud Shmo Baruch Hu V'Savoy. The Rambam says that the mitzvahs that are included in Sefer Hamada is Yichud of Hashem and Avodah Zarah. And when we go through Sefer Hamada, we realize that there's Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, which is about understanding the Yichud of Hashem. There's Hilchos Deos. Deos for the Rambam are the ideas, the attitudes that we traditionally interpret as Midos, but for the Rambam, the Deos are more important. But those ideas are all based on understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it makes sense why Deos is in the Hilchos in Sefer Hamada. And Avodah Zarah, the Rambam tells us, belongs in Sefer Hamada. It's a little bit unusual that both Hilchos Talmud Torah and Hilchos Tshuva appear in Sefer Hamada. Why is it that Talmud Torah and Tshuva are like the Ikare Hadas, so to speak? Whereas the Rambam uses that term, why are they the Ikare Hadas? So we'll have to discuss Talmud Torah later on. We'll have to talk about it separately. But at least when it comes to tshuva, I think the yesod of the Rambam is actually found in the Koteret. The Rambam writes, "Mitzvah say achas, v'hi sheyoshev hachotei mechet'o lifnei Hashem v'yisvada." The idea is mechet'o lifnei Hashem. The chet happened in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha. Lefanecha means that we sinned to Hashem, but it also means that we sinned in the presence of Hashem. One of the yesodos of Hilchos Tshuva, the reason why it's an Ikar Hadas, is because the Ikar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, and when I sin, I am chotei lefnei Hashem. I'm chotei in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I maintain that the reason why tefillah is so prominent in our tshuva process, why what we do during Aseret Yemei Tshuva and during Chodesh Elul is we daven more and more and more. The idea is that tefillah is what brings us to this state of lefnei Hashem, and being lefnei Hashem is the idea of kapara, comes about lefnei Hashem titaru, But the recognition that our chataim happened lefnei Hashem, that recognition is what triggers the tshuva. That is what the yesod of tshuva is. Tshuva is recognizing that you sinned when you were lefnei Hashem. It's recognizing that malocha la'aretz kevodo. It's interesting that the rabbi begins Hilchos Tshuva with a discussion of tshuva and Yom HaKippurim. He doesn't get to Rosh Hashanah until the celebrated Rambam in Parak Gimel Halacha Daled. That even though Tikiyat Shofar is a Gezeiras HaKasam, nonetheless it's a remez. The remez is that you should wake up. The Chipsu Ma'aseichem, investigate your actions. Chizru B'Tshuva, V'Zichru B'Ra'achem. And the idea of Tikiyat Shofar is, like the Rambam, Zichru B'Ra'achem, to remember your Creator, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basic idea, I think, is that Hilchos Tshuva is part of Sefer HaMadah because it reflects on the Ikar in the sense of the Ikar of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is and the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam at all times and the recognition that when we sinned, those sins were sins to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So again, these are just some of my thoughts about the Hakdamah to Hilchos Tshuva. That the Yesod is to recognize that our Chataim were Lefnei Hashem, and we do that until we get to the Yom HaKippurim of Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. Unlike Yonah, who's running me Lefnei Hashem, we are Lefnei Hashem. We daven to bring ourselves to that state, and the Yesod of a Vidui, of proper tshuva, is recognition that when we sinned, we did so in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did so Lefnei Hashem.